You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, the YPG, and the Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to an all new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And this is not no ordinary Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast episode. This is the 2-year anniversary episode. And for doing this for 2 years means a lot. And I thank y'all. Thank you for everybody who just been supporting for all these years. And, you know, I'm humble. And I'm just thank you for everybody that really have been supporting. So, y'all already know, I do a countdown for this time, for the anniversary. I do a countdown for the top 2 songs for each season that we played on my show. The top 2, all the songs that be number 1 and number 2, they all scrambled in one countdown. So hope y'all enjoy. Also, thank y'all for everybody that have been giving a shout out. Like the 1-year anniversary, I have not listened to none of your shout outs. I don't know what y'all said or anything like that. So, I'm pretty sure I'll be shocked by results. And also, just like the 1 year, I will be talking about my journey through season 1 to basically to the beginning of you know, my podcast journey up to now, and everything we go to. I'm gonna discuss it after the number 6 song. I'm gonna discuss my journey. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, enjoy the first song. Happy anniversary to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all.
This is Shah Bliss, and I want to wish Ken the Gentleman a happy anniversary.
This is Bronx Boom Boom wishing a happy anniversary to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
My name is Miss Mariposa. Happy 2-year anniversary to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Bromar from The Bromar Show, and I just want to wish a happy 2-year anniversary to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hey, it's Beauty Bella. Happy 2-year anniversary to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. I'm wishing you much more success. Congrats on the stride you've taken and where you are so far with it. And I hope to see your podcast grow and for you to get continuous guests and continuous blessings on your journey and your endeavors. Thanks for always including me and for having me a part of your podcast for season 1. And I just hope to see you soar. Congrats again. Later.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving you the Mr. Gentleman Fast Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, be positive, be happy, and be you. And what I mean by that is, always bring positive vibes. Always be happy, you know, good vibe, smile. And always be you. Even we're going through bad times. No bad time can never change who you are. So always be you no matter what you're going through, no matter what somebody say about you, because being you is what makes you you. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day.
Hey, it's your girl, Cece. From the Mind of CC podcast, and I want to say happy anniversary to my boy Ken, and I am so proud of you, and thank you so much for doing it for the culture, and I can't wait to see what's to come.
My name is Brianna Lightfoot Smith, and I want to wish a happy 2-year anniversary to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken is definitely a gentleman. He lives up to the name in every way. So I hope that you enjoy your podcast anniversary, and I thank all of you guys for listening.
Hi, it's Paige, the host of the Badass Fabulous Podcast. Congratulations, Ken, Mr. AKA Gentleman Lifestyle, on your 2nd year anniversary. Hope you celebrated, and wishing you much more success and growth in your next milestone and beyond.
Hi, Ken. This is Cynthia from our Collaboration Station podcast, and I want to wish you a happy 2-year anniversary. I know that this is a special occasion for you, and I am so proud of all of the amazing things that you have done on your podcast show. Thank you so much for having me share the season 4 series with you. I appreciate you, and I wish you the absolute best of luck in all you have done as you move forward in your podcast journey and in your personal life journey. Take care.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they're at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every 2nd and 3rd Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, y'all already know what the 2 day is. Today is the 2 years anniversary of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You know, I'm grateful for, you know, doing the show for 2 years. And, you know, I'm thankful to every guest that I have, every support that I had, even those that did not support me. Y'all just make me want to go harder. So, once again, I thank y'all. So, you already know, for this segment, I'm going to talk about my 2-year journey. We all know last year, I talked about the 1-year journey, but this time I'm going to add on the 2 years as well. So, everybody always asked me, like, how come I haven't done this sooner? It's for many reasons why I haven't done this sooner, because, you know, I was nervous because, you know, I had speech problems. And, you know, I thinking people was going to listen, people were going to laugh, people was just going to be like, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. I wasn't confident in myself to do this, to start this project, even though I did many things prior to that, to this, you know, acting, music, stuff like that. And I know this will be a different adventure because I'm open up to everybody. But, yeah, but, you know, I'm glad that I finally took the chance. And y'all already know the story started where originally the Premier Boy podcast was supposed to start in, like, March 2018. You know, me and the team at the time, we were supposed to do it at the studio, but, you know, things didn't work out. Later down the line, September, you know, a girl named Queen Libra, she had a podcast show. And I asked her, where do you start your podcast? How do you get that platform? And that was, she told me about Anchor. And, you know, from there, around September 2018, I wanted to start a podcast, but I just didn't have no idea. They had no name for it and stuff like that. And as time went on, I wasn't supposed to start in September. Wasn't supposed to start in October. Wasn't supposed to start in November, December. Then I keep pushing it back. Then I push it back to when, by December, that when I started, figure out the name. That when I started naming one of the name, it was the Gym Like That podcast. But, you know, I officially started on January 20th, you know, so 2019. And, you know, first episode zero, I didn't know what was the idea for the show. So I just pretty much talk about what we were supposed to have. Not knowing that I didn't plan out what the plan for the show was for the pilot episode. Then after the episode got done, I felt like something was missing. So as I felt like something was missing, I decided to experiment some things with the music. So I added music to the show. And I know everybody would risk nervous about it, saying, oh, you don't want to interface in copyright infringement and stuff like that. You know, I was willing to take that risk. And yeah, and I got that done. Like, you know, people heard that pilot episode and they enjoyed it. They said that I had a radio voice that I should keep going. And that's when I kept going. So by episode one, I had a guest. My first guest was my sister, Danielle. Because she had a podcast show the next day. So I wanted to promote her podcast show. That was the purpose of her being the first guest. And even though she was on the show, I still didn't know what was the direction of the show. I still was trying to figure out everything of the show. So as time went on, I know episode two was the Valentine's Day episode, you know, where I opened up about my love life, you know, about my past love life and stuff like that. On top of that, episode two was the episode where I introduced Mr. General Fact Quote of the Day. But, you know, during season one, quote of the day wasn't like a main thing for each, was a weekly thing until season two. But it was just the start of it. So that's how that came together. So we got episode three, which was Mr. Aaron Sand came in to show you, you know. We were talking about his brand, Shot by Sand, and that would re-announce the Premier Way podcast, the official announced for the Premier Way podcast. At the time, the co-host was me and him. We didn't have no full idea who the co-host was until, you know, of course, later that year, September 2019, we added DJ Retro to the show and stuff like that. You know, episode four originally was supposed to be Pam DLA episode, but Something happened that got on my nerves. I had to air it out on episode four. And even though at the time the episode did bad, it did good now. But at that time, me airing it out was just frustrated. It was one of those venting episodes that I was not proud about, you know. Just me had to vent, you know. Then episode five, I could say, was my first successful episode, where I had Ms. Pam DLA on the show, and, you know, she talked about finance and stuff like that. And I guess they really liked her on the show, because that was my first big successful episode, and I thought, after that episode, I thought I was going somewhere. I feel like I would go to the right direction, but at the same time, I still didn't know the direction of the show. So episode 6 was a filler. Episode 7 is where we introduce the wrestling prediction that we meant to ever say, start becoming a family to the show. It's generally the pocket at the Wrestling Connoisseur. And that's how we started that with the WrestleMania prediction 2019. Of course, episode 8 was Trizar on the show. My sister Tony Diaz was on the show. And we talked about their nightlife experience and about their business that they had going on now. And episode 9, where we introduced the countdown show with Shock Lee. To be honest, that was a filler episode at first because I didn't know what I was doing. But when I found out how successful it was, I was thinking like, yo, maybe I should start doing this every episode, you know. And it was successful. Everybody loved it, you know. So the countdown show became a thing. Then episode 10, I had my bro Long Live the Chief Malley Mel on the show and stuff like that. And it's funny because before that episode, me and him haven't been there connected like for a very long time until that episode. And you know, his episode was actually also pretty successful, you know. Shout out to him. Episode 11 and 11.5, you know, was a Mother Day and then my birthday episode. And around that time, I was going through a lot of personal stuff going on in my life around that time. And yeah, I just wasn't happy. If you heard that episode, y'all could tell that my voice tone, y'all could tell that I was going through something. You could tell that I was going through a depression around that time. I just wasn't happy with myself, the situation where I was at the time. And then other situation I was going at that time, took it out and a lot of my other personal stuff. So prior to that, I took like a short couple of weeks break until I came back sometime in like the third week of June. So I took a break after my birthday episode to second, third week in June. I just took a break. Plus, I didn't have no idea for the show at the time where I was heading. So after that, I had an idea called the Unsigned Hot Artist of the Day. It was a short-lived show where I played music straight through, and I played a new artist. And the first two episodes was alright, but then the episode after that was doing really bad, and then a lot of people didn't like it because I played too much music. It was left me talking, so it was bad to the point that, dang, like, I thought this was supposed to be the next thing for my direction of the show, but it turns out it took a really bad turn. So I decided to take a step back and return to the drawing board, even though episode 12, around that time, Wild News Unsigned Hot Artist Show came out. I had my bro, Trophy T, on the show. Interview him on the show. So episode 13, is when I kind of took a reset. Season 1, episode 13, where I took a reset on where things to go. So we had my bros, Mr. Aaron Sands and Dita Retro on the show, and that way we announced official announcement for the Premier Boy podcast. Now episode 14, we had my sister, Shy Bliss on the show, talking about her third book, Life of What You Make It, Don't Make Life Make You. So then episode 15 was Wrestling Predictions, SummerSlam. Episode 16 was, we had Bronx Boom Boom on the show, and Bronx Boom Boom was a different type of guest from, before my time with the guest. She was a different guest. She was one of the guests that I did not know personally. My first guest that I did not know personally, which I was really nervous to interview, you know. And you know, it was a fun interview. And hopefully in the future, but my downfall was Anchor. You know, Anchor was my downfall when the audio was messing up at the time and things just didn't go right and stuff like that. You know. Then we had episode 17 where it was Miss Mighty Posh. And I really liked this interview because the fact that we both were shy. We both were nervous doing this interview for some reason. This was the first interview where both the guests and the host were shy. But the way she did that interview, she didn't sound like shy at all. She killed it. I can honestly say she was always one of my favorite interviews that I had. And then we had the first season one finale, episode 18. It was Countdown Show Volume 2. And I opened up about, you know, the depression that I was dealing with around my birthday. Open up about that. And you know, the Gym Like the Pocket took a short break. And that when we came up with the Premier Boy podcast. So I'm prepared for season 2 and I try to figure out what the first guest gonna be. So Mr. Emerson came with the idea like, yo, let me interview you for season 2 first episode. So I like, you know what, that's a good idea. So episode 19, which was season 2, episode 1, aka episode 19. Mr. Emerson was the guest host interviewing me, like, as a regular interview. And that episode was the most successful episode of season 2. Even though season 2 did pretty good. Then we have episode 20, which was Shadiqua, you know, my best friend that came on the show. Which is a fan favorite for season 2. One of the fan favorites for season 2. Everybody loved her on the show. Then we have episode 21, which was Survivor Series, you know, Wrestling Prediction. Episode 22 was DJ Retro. He came to the show and we took my music. That was a pretty good shock. That was like one of my shockest episodes that did pretty good. I was shocked that episode did pretty good, really good. I guess more than I suspected. It did really good, you know, shout out to him. And then episode 23, we had my cousin Nana on the show, which was a good episode. We're in a feature episode where I'm gonna get to that about Spotify, but we're gonna get to that when we get to that. Episode 24 was pretty much the first episode where Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket took a new direction, and that when I like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna start going with this direction. So we had a guest. A good friend of mine, Miss Felisa White, where she opened up about her life and stuff like that. And it was to the point that the conversation was really personal. And after that, you know, after that episode, and she got real personal, she opened up. And I appreciate her to being the first guest to really, really open up. No guests before her did open up at all. But shockingly enough, not only that, she was, after that episode, that when Mr. Jammin' Like That podcast started charting. And I didn't know, and the thing about me being charted, I didn't know this until later down the line when I actually realized I was charting. And I was shocked. On top of that, I'm turned out I was in the top 50 podcast shows in the US doing entertainment news at one point. So I was shocked, like, oh wow. And I didn't know this. I didn't know it until later. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, and I was up there for many weeks. So this new direction continued when I had my first podcast crossover, when I had Chrissy Christ on the show, which was episode 25. You know, and it was a really good episode. I really liked it. And she was actually one of my favorite guests for season 2. She actually is my favorite guest for season 2. I got to say that. She was just so amazing. And you know, and it, after that episode, after those two episodes back to back, it made me realize that I had to step up my game. Then, of course, after that was the 1-year anniversary episode, which was, you know, I do thank everybody, you know, for the shout out they did last year and the shout out for this year, you know. So this is a part of the story that where we talk about the second half of season 2 until now, because this is a story that I have not told yet. So we're going to start with around you know, episode 26 was the Royal Rumble episode, according to the Wrestling Prediction. After that episode, we have another podcast crossover with Jay Siobhan. And, you know, she became a good friend of mine, you know. And she was another episode where she opened up with a really good episode. She opened up in a real good interview. And I appreciate her, you know, for support and, you know, coming to my show. And then around this time, this is where she told me that I was open to come to her show. And she turned out to be my first podcast appearance on her show, Surviving the Journey. And you know, I enjoyed that show. My only issue with the interview, it wasn't even her fault. Anchor kept messing up, and I was so upset behind that because it was a really great interview, but Anchor just. The audio was terrible, and it just messed up everything around that time. And yeah, so of course we had after that we had the Valentine's Day episode, and then we had the season 2 mid finale. So after that, so you know, my show was on break, and I tried to figure out who was the next episode. So nobody knows this, so. So I was already planning this show called Date and Talk. You know, it was supposed to be ideal me talk about relationship on the show and stuff like that. And my first guest was a girl that she lived in Atlanta. Cause I met her probably around the time in February. Met up with her and we spoke, and she said she wanted to be on the show and she wanted to talk about relationships. So I was like, cool. So the idea of Date and Talk started happening, and but it was not released in time. I told the girl put the come on, but it never happened. So also around that time, I joined a podcast team by the name of The Co-op. You know, The Co-op is a podcast team where they have many podcasts around the world. We talk about ideas to grow our brands, shares each other shows and get feedbacks and stuff like that. And one thing I can say about The Co-op that they were what they helped me for is opening up more and going for a lot of opportunities. Everybody know me, they like, I'm a shy dude and I don't like asking for help and stuff like that. And sometimes when I see an opportunity, I don't always go for it. But, you know, doing that team and, you know, joining up with them and learning, and I guess learning about all the other podcast hosts, you know, I felt it was a good opportunity, and I took it and I went for it. And I met a lot of people, and I think them, because they play a big part of my show when we get to season 3. But once again, you know, thanks to The Co-op for giving me the opportunity to be a part of the team, and yeah, I appreciate it. And it's only up for near. So you already know, around this time, Mr. Jimin Life the Pocket was planning to come back in March. I believe the end of March. It wasn't supposed to be the original plan of Date and Talk, but instead I put Sharice to come back on the show to talk about second book. But then the unthinkable happened, and then that's when the pandemic happened. And as time went on in March, we just getting a lot of news about, you know, people dying and the virus going around and stuff like that. So I came back a week early to talk about the pandemic and that, you know, and stuff like that. And then the unthinkable happened with me. I got an anxiety attack around that time based on everything that's going on in the pandemic and the fact that I thought I was sick. I thought I was sick. With a sore throat, turned out it wasn't COVID. It's just me having a panic attack, anxiety attack to a panic attack and stuff like that. And And I felt that that day thing changed for me. I mean, if y'all want to hear more about that story, listen to episode 59. You know, listen to episode 59 about that whole story about what happened with me and the anxiety attack. So, you know, Mr. J like the pack of the return for the second half of season two. At first, so we had a pandemic episode. We basically talk about what I opened up about what happened to me with the anxiety attack and panic attack and stuff like that. So at first it was a one part, but I turned it into a two part. I redid the first pandemic episode and I turned it into a two part episode. And how that was 30 or 31. 32, we had Shop Bliss back on the show. Talk about Life of What You Make It, I mean, Life Make You Part 2. Yo, get her book, y'all. Her book is dope. She even got a new one out right now, Sweetest Taste of Almonds. And she got another book coming out as well. So pick up a book. It's an amazing book. Episode 32, we had, I believe, with the WrestleMania episode, the Wrestle Prediction. And then episode 33 was, episode 34. Episode 33 was WrestleMania. Episode 34 was the first episode of Date and Talk, where we had CeCe on the show. And it was a good interview. And the fact that, you know, everybody said they enjoyed it. So if people said they enjoyed it, and that's when going forward, we decided to make it like a preview show, keep it going. So episode 35, we have, but I gotta take that back a little bit. I gotta rewind it a little bit about this Date and Talk. So turns out I changed the name Date and Talk to Date Night Talk podcast. And because Date and Talk with Take It by a podcaster, by the way, Date and Talk with Kaylee. She have an amazing show. I'll be her show in the future. Hopefully I bring her to the gym, like the podcast, real soon. So I decided to change the name, and the whole concept of the show, of the Date Night Talk show. And the concept of the show, my idea of the show was to be on a date with a girl and interview her. And it would have been dope if this idea would happen without COVID, without the pandemic. That would have been a fire idea. But you already know COVID happened, So it turns out the girl that who originally planned for me to be on the show could not happen, you know, due to COVID, so it never happened. So instead, I got CeCe on the show, and she got a podcast show called From the Mind of CeCe, so check it out right now. Dope show. I was on the episode, but we're going to get to that when I get to that. But yeah, so that was episode 34. Here's what thing is interesting. So episode 35, Date Night Talk was supposed to come back again, but due to what's going on with me, with the anxiety and the panic attack, and then I turned out I had acid reflex and stuff like that, I decided to take a break from everything because my voice was messed up, and my voice was sore, and I just had to figure out a way to reincorporate and come back. So a month went by, and I didn't do no episodes because, you know, I had the postnatal drip and acid reflex. It was starting to get bad, so I decided to, what I was going to do was, I was going to end season two early and stuff like that. So, so as I was coming back on the show, I got invited to be on Shower and Karaoke with Angelica and Coupon Creeping from the Co-op. And at the time, I wasn't sure how I was with my throat. So I'm gonna keep it 100. I mean, keep on creeping, and Angelica, don't get mad. But I was gonna cancel on y'all because I didn't feel I wasn't 100%. But thankfully, I'm glad that I didn't cancel, and I'm glad I didn't cancel and came on the show. And it felt good to be on y'all show, and it was good to y'all keep bringing me back for many more. And then it turns out I feel like when after I did that show, I came to a realization, yo, I think my voice is doing better. Maybe I could actually do some episodes again. So I came back, and it's funny because I said I put the end on three episodes. Turns out season two became my longest season. So episode 35 was with Venom B. And and I'm not gonna get the personal story between me and her, but it was, let's just say, it was a pretty fun episode doing it with her. And then episode 36 was with a podcaster by the name of Brianna Lifer Smith. She, you know, amazing woman with an amazing story. Check out her podcast show, Black Girl with Purpose. Amazing show. She was actually one of my second favorite guests on for season 2, and she was amazing. So then we had the third installment of Date Night Talk, Date Night Talk podcast, and we had Lily on the show, which was a pretty fun episode. You know, cool girl. You know, shout out to her. And then we had our final guest for season 2, which was Miss Natalie Armstrong, amazing woman right there. Man, wherever she at right now, keep doing your thing, keep your head up. And then we had the season 2 finale, which was my birthday episode. And yeah, and that when I turned 33. So yeah, so season 2 ending. As season 2 was ending, Premier Boy season, second half of Premier Boy came back. And then for the longest time, we was on Premier Boy with the, I believe, with the quarantine series. So we was focused on that and Mr. Jim. And as I was doing Premier Boy, my voice was terrible. Like the my throat was making, had a lot of sounds keep killing my throat. If y'all heard the audio for the Premier Boy podcast, y'all can hear my throat like really bad, like really hoarse, really bad. And yeah, it was crazy. So then we came back for season 3. It was the end of June, and our first gift was Banger, amazing artist right now. A new vibe is out right now. She got a new project coming out. Look out for her. She was my first guest for season 3. And then this is where the co-op play a big part in season 3. So the first guest we had for the co-op was Anthony from the Beautiful Feet podcast, you know. Dope brother right there, man. We talk about wrestling, and that was a cool episode. We got deep, you know. I opened up about, you know, me getting saved during the pandemic, and you know, and then shout out to him. Episodes, I think episode 42, I gave an update about, you know, my health and what's going on in America right now, you know, with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And then episode 43 was Angelica from A Little Bit with Everything With Me podcast. Shout out to her. That she was dropping a lot of jewels that episode, man. She was dropping a lot of facts that episode, and shout out to Angelica. Episode 44 was my guy from junior high school, Mook Dollars, came on the show. You know, dope artist. Check out his single, Do the Right Thing, out now. So after that episode, the unthinkable happened. So y'all remember, you know, I talk about my cousin episode 23. For some odd reason, it got taken off of Anchor. So I was so confused about why it was taken off and stuff like that. So, and it was just weird. So I decided to repost it. And I was like, why did they take this episode off? I'm confused. There was nothing bad about it. I'm like really confused, you know. I'm really confused about why they did that. So, and I ignored it. So episode 45, we have Coupon, Miss Coupon Cream Pen for CQP Moments, you know. Shout out to her. Shout out to her show, you know, shout out to her and stuff like that. So episode 46, where I talk about my nightlife journey as a promoter. But the weird thing happened. Spotify contacted me with a lady from the RIAA and told them to take my podcast off on Spotify. So in my head, I'm like, why did they take my podcast off? Apparently, this is one of the songs that I played on my show. She had a copyright. So I'm like, oh, dang, copyright infringement. So around that time, it's kind of where I kind of started losing my focus. I just kind of just wasn't happy with everything else going on at the time, including, you know, the anxiety and the acid reflex and stuff like that. It started taking a toll on me. And I was just like, this is too much. But of course, but then after that happened, season three, first half of season three, it just wasn't doing as great as it was supposed to be doing. Like, don't get me wrong, yo. First half of season three, we had a lot of amazing guests. But I don't know what was going on, but the numbers were doing really bad for some reason. Since Spotify took off the show off their platform, and the thing about it, a lot of my listeners is Spotify listeners, so it just messed up my show completely from the last couple of episodes. And it was just like, dang, I was just really like down behind all that. So the episode 47 was, I believe, was SummerSlam. Then episode 48 was, you know, another podcast person, you know, Miss Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic. You know, she's a dope. Her show is dope. Dope concept. She's an amazing guest. You check out her show. And then episode 49, I addressed the Spotify situation. So after that, I decided to, like, you know, I'm gonna take a short break. I gotta rethink on what to do for the second half of season three. I gotta think about what to do and how can I get my show back to the way it was. I really had to rethink about everything. So the first thing was stop using Anchor as a recording platform and start recording on Zoom. And it turns out when I made that step, when I get to episode 50, so when I get to the second half, that was the first step. Second step was I ordered a mic. I know Lily always told me, yo, Ken, you need a mic. And I'm like, you know what? After the episode with Lily, I'm like, you know, I'm going to get a mic. The crazy thing about this thing was I ordered a mic in June. I didn't get my mic till September. So everything was just with delay. Also around that time, I thought it felt like, you know, since my job was closed during the pandemic, which was officially around that time completely shut down, I gotta do something. I gotta make podcasting my number one job for now. So I decided to order a new laptop and a new setup so to make this more like an office feel, since this will be my thing for a very long time. So then episode 50 came, and I brought back Miss Pam DeLisle, who was on episode 5, and I don't know what happened, but the numbers came back. The episode, I believe this episode would probably was the biggest episode of season 3. And I was like, wow. And then I guess after that, the momentum continued. Episode 51, we had my bro Broma from the Broma Show, who also part of the co-op. His episode was a shocking episode. Grew crazy. Like, that man episode, dude got a real, you know, he got a voice made for radio. Yeah, check him out. He's a dope individual, man. Check the dude out. He made for radio, man. Shout out to him. So episode 52 with Amber, she was talking about her brand, the thing about second half of season 3 shocked me, because the numbers was just growing out of nowhere, and I think people were just tuning in a lot more, I guess, and also the fact that I got back on Spotify, and I got added to Amazon Music, and then added to Authority and stuff like that. It was just like things started growing again. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. So we had Amber on the show, and she it was a dope show with her. Next we had Magia Daxon. You know she had three doing. She had three podcast shows. She effing did that. Silverware JB podcast and Decon Poly podcast. And I could say that she was one of my favorite guests for season 3. Like, off the bat. And the fact that the connection with me and her during the episode, it was just like, wow. It was just like, wow. Amazing person. Yo, shout out to her. You know, keep doing your thing, girl. Keep doing your thing. So then, after that, this is... And after that episode, we started charting again. So we started charting in the top 200s again. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy. We just slowly again, but so we basically slowly got our listeners back. And so slowly, everything slowly started coming back to the way it was. So this one, since Date Night Talk was a fan favorite, I brought them three more episodes, you know. So episode 54, Shadiqua came back on the show for Date Night Talk. Episode 55, we had Naya on the show. And episode 56, Amber came back for Date Night Talk. And that one I'm announced that we had Date Night Talk podcast dropping in March. So stay tuned for that, y'all. Also, you know, I've been doing a lot of spinoff shows now. So I'll drop another spinoff show called The Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro. And the funny thing about The Old School Show was the original name for The Old School Show was I Love Music. And the concept was originally we'll just talk about strictly about music. And I said to myself, you know, I don't know. I need to do a show appeal to people that topic that people would love. And a lot of things people love is nostalgic. People love nostalgic, people love old school. So I need a good co-host for this, so I will go put Mr. Aaron Sanders again, but he already doing the wrestling thing. I need to put somebody else to work out of my team so my audience even know more about them without just the Premier Boy podcast. So I decided to add DJ Retro, you know, my bro, my DJ, and he old school. He love old school, so he perfect fit for the show. So we lost the old school show. First episode of the old school show was Black Sitcom. We brought Mr. Amber Sands to the show. So the second episode, I believe, was what happened to R&B groups. And I tell you that episode did crazy good. It was just wow. And y'all already know the old school show is every fourth or fifth Sunday of every month. You know, check it out. So outside of the old school show, we was on episode 57, which was another wrestling prediction show, which was I believe it was Survivor Series. And then episode 58, we had Lacey on the show. You know, my good friend Lacey, I knew her for a very long time from the start of my promoter's journey. And we did basically about her business, stuff like that. She's doing big things. Shout out to her. She also returned on the show for Date Night Talk, so look out for her. And then of course we got the finale, basically where I talk about my 2020 experience and everything in 2020, you know, with everything about, I mentioned about the podcast shows, I mentioned about the anxiety, COVID, everything. We basically talk about in that episode. So let's fast forward to now. Where I'm at now. As y'all know, season 4 just got released. And the first two episodes is already out now. Where we got Cynthia from our collaboration station on the show, which is also a part of the co-op. And then Naya came back on the show as a guest host of Magellan, like the podcast for Date Night Talk special, which is the pilot episode of Date Night Talk podcast. Like I said, is coming out in March, which got Lacey, I think most likely the first episode. And yeah, this is where we at now, 2 year anniversary. I know I'm gonna thank everybody for tuning in. It's a long journey. I appreciate everybody, and yeah. Hopefully next year I don't have to do something like this again. Next year, my goal for next year anniversary is to have a celebrity guest. That one I want to have a celebrity guest for my next anniversary episode for my 30th anniversary, and that would be so dope. Yo, Ryan Leslie, I'm calling you out, my name, bro. I want you to be on my show next year for my 30th anniversary. Everybody, if y'all listen to this and you're here to the end, and I say, and I want y'all to go under Ryan Leslie Pictures, tag Mr. Jim Like the Podcast under Ryan Leslie, and tell him to hit me up so he could be on my show for next year anniversary show. That would be one thing that I would really want, yo. You know, that's one dude that I look up, you know, my favorite artist of all time. I look up to that man, his business vibe, his business stuff, and you know, yeah. I like it. I get around and listen to the show next year. Or sometime in season 4, season 5, or next year at the virtual show. Let's get Ryan Leslie some kind of way. Let's make that happen, y'all. And also, I want the show to go more international, which I want to talk about. Like, right now, we're on 7,000 plays right now. I thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate that. We're on almost 28 countries. That is amazing. We are almost 20. I believe we're on 25. And that's amazing still, you know. Thank y'all. You know, we're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Google, our Radio Republic, Stitcher, Bleaker, Pocket Chaser, Authority. We just got added to Authority, Amazon Music, YouTube. We on a lot of platforms. I don't even know how many platforms we on. I think we're on 18 platforms right now. We on a lot of platforms. And it's a lot. I just want to say thank y'all. I just want to say thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this, my podcast 2-year journey. I know, of course, it was always rambling. Y'all already know me. I ramble a lot. But I thank y'all for, you know, listening to me and being with me for this long. I appreciate it, y'all. And yeah, I mean, like I said, doing this journey, I didn't think people were going to listen. I didn't think people were going to pay attention. And I thank y'all because, you know, the purpose of the show is for everybody to tell their story and for all of those to be inspired by the story. Also, to them to hear my story and they be inspired by my story, which is why I do stuff like Quotes of the Day and I do stuff like light stuff. And also, shout out to not sure anybody know, but I was some executive producers of some podcast shows. Now, I was one episode for Coaching Out Loud with Dave Power. I was executive producer on that show. I was executive producer on Shadiqua's show. And I'm about to be executive producer on, you know, King Talk by Sands. And also, shout out to everybody that said that I inspired them to start a podcast. Y'all don't know how much of how, you know, that's crazy to me, y'all. I'm through in shock when y'all told me that. You know, a lot of y'all told me that a lot of times that if it wasn't for you, Ken, I would not never did a podcast. And hearing that, it means a lot. And I never thought that I could be somebody to inspire others, you know, or the stuff that I've been through, inspire others, you know. I never, that's still unbelievable to me, y'all. Like, but that's really unbelievable to me. But I'm grateful, I'm humble. And I'm thinking, I want to continue to inspire y'all so we all could get to the top, you know. And we all can get to the top. And I thank y'all. And thank you to every guest that came to my show. Like, y'all mean a lot, man. And like I said, I thank y'all. And let's get back to this Canada show. I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, the old school show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday. And Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday. And y'all can check out the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Oh my God. Wow, it's been 2 years? What? It's been 2 years. You know, y'all know 2 years have been gone by too doggone fast. But I guess some of us is probably glad about that, right? Like, yeah, you know? But congratulations. I just want to say this man is the most supportive, most consistent man, no matter what's going on. He's so consistent. He fights the good fight of faith and he keeps going and he stays supportive of everyone. And I'm so blessed and so honored to know him. Thank you so much, Mr. Ken. And congratulations on your 2nd year anniversary, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Okay, so keep on doing your thing because I know there's going to be a whole lot more. All right, bye.
Hey, this is Naya, wishing a happy 2 year anniversary to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast. Continues on your thing. Many more years to come and many more blessings. Later.
Yeah, Houston. Go best friend, go best friend. Hey Ken, this is Chrissy from A Fistful Podcast. I just want to say congratulations on your 2nd year anniversary. Yes, you are doing it. And I just want to say keep up the good work, brother. You are doing an excellent job and you are continuing the motivation, continuing in the spirit. This is year 2. We are in year 2. Can you believe it? And I just, yes, I say we because we are supporting each other. This is from host to host. I admire what you're doing. I admire the positivity you're spreading. And I just want to say keep up the best work, the good work, and go best friend. Go best friend. You've been fucking it up. Okay. Have a good one, bro. And congratulations again.
Hey, what's up? This your girl, Banga Official, and I want to shout out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I just want to wish you a happy, happy 2 year anniversary. Woo!
Hey guys, my name is Pam DLL, and I wanted to hop on to say happy 2 year anniversary to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken, I am super proud of you for all of your consistency and hard work. Just want to say to keep it up. You're doing amazing and God bless.
Hi, Ken. I just wanted to say congratulations on 2 years of your podcast. Consistency is key, and you are honestly the king of consistency, and you're a gentleman while you do it. Thank you so much for always supporting your friends and your fellow podcasters. It means the world to so many of us, I'm sure, and we wish you all the best. And please continue with your show. We love the positivity that you bring into this world. We need you. Thanks, Ken.
Hey, 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 everybody. It's Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything with me. I just want to say happy 2-year anniversary to the Mr. Gentleman himself, Ken. Oh my gosh, what an amazing accomplishment. 2 years of podcasting. It's so amazing. I cannot wait what your second year would bring, and keep on celebrating these amazing milestones. You are awesome. Your guests are amazing. Your sound selection is off the roof here. And thank you for keeping me entertained. Thank you for allowing me to listen to other amazing stories and people's journeys, because they're such inspirational. You are killing it, man. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep reaching for the top. You got something so amazing here. You've been so great. Thank you for being part of the co-op. You bring so much value as well, and I've seen so much growth out of you. Amazing work, Ken. Keep it up. And you know the co-op always stands behind you, and of course myself. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Hopefully you will interview me in the future. I know, we just have to talk and just book a time. That's how usually it is with us, right? But honestly, Ken, amazing work. You have such a great podcast, and I really mean it at the bottom of my heart. And listening to your story and getting to know you in the past year has been amazing. And to many more years, you have great listeners. You have an amazing support system. Keep doing it. Keep podcasting. Bottom line is keep podcasting. Keep doing what you're doing. Be always consistent like you always are. And many great things are going to happen. So thank you, Ken, so much. Thank you for having this platform for us to listen in, and I feel like I'm getting really repetitive. So happy 2-year anniversary, and all the best to you, and let's keep on podcasting. Bye for now.
Hello everyone, this is the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments podcast, and I would love to wish Ken, Mr. Gentleman of the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle podcast, a wonderful and happy anniversary. Keep doing what you're doing, because you are awesome.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? They call me Mally Mal, the one and only chief. Long little chief. Right, we out here, we excited. I'm fired up, I'm jacked up, I'm everything, because my boy, he done made it to 2 years, y'all. That's right. 2 years of the Gentleman Lifestyle podcast right here. So this is a super shout out to my boy, the gentleman, the soul star, the one and only kid. Happy anniversary, my guy. Keep it up, man. You're going to be the biggest thing ever. I promise. Keep it going, boy. Love it.
I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning into the 2-year anniversary episode. You know, y'all, it means a lot, you know, and if it wasn't for y'all, the show would not pick up the way it did. Thank y'all for sharing, listening, and everything. It means a lot. Also, thank you to everybody that left a shout out. You know, I appreciate each and every one. You know, it means a lot. Y'all made this day special. I thank y'all for that. And of course, thank y'all to my guests. And if it wasn't for y'all opening up, tell your story, the show would not happen. So I thank y'all. So I'm going to shout out all 3 of my guests who've been on the show. So let's start with, thank you to the bro, Mr. Aaron Sands, for coming on the show. Thank you to the bro, D. Retro, for coming on the show. Thank you to my sister, Tawana Dayo Sharice, aka Michelle Bliss, for coming on the show. Thank you to my cutter, Nana, for coming on the show. Thank you to my friend, Ms. Pam D. Alive, for coming on the show. Thank you to the bro, Long Live, the Chief Mally Mal, for coming on the show. Thank you to the bro, Trophy T, for coming on the show. Thank you to Miss Brom Boom Boom for coming on the show. Thank you to Miss Molly Pod for coming on the show. Thank you to my best friend Shadiqua for coming on the show. Thank you to Miss Felicia White for coming on the show. Thank you to the amazing Christy Christ for coming on the show. Thank you to CC for coming on the show. Thank you to Miss Banner V for coming on the show. Thank you to Miss Brianna Lightfoot Smith for coming on the show. Thank you to Lily for coming on the show. Thank you to Miss Natalie Armstrong for coming on the show. Thank you to Banger for coming on the show. Thank you to the bro, Mook Dolly, for coming on the show. Thank you to Amber for coming on the show. Thank you to Nyla for coming on the show. Thank you to Lacey for coming on the show. And also, thank you to the Kowat family for coming on the show. Miss Jay, Siobhan for Sisters Surviving the Journey. Anthony from the Beautiful Feet Podcast. And Jada from A Little Bit Everything With Me Podcast. Thank you to Coupon Creepy for CQP Moments. Thank you to Miss Michelle Miller from Mitchell's on the Mic. Thank you to Broma from the Broma Show. Thank you to Gia Daxson from She Effort Did That. Decon Party and JB Silhouette Podcast for coming on the show. And thank you to Cynthia from Our Collaboration Station for coming on the show. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all y'all for coming on the show and sharing your stories, sharing your brand, sharing everything that you do to the world. It means a lot. And not only I thank you, but we all thank you for that. And y'all already know, each and every Sunday, Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket, each and every Sunday, we are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, YouTube, and many more. Also, look out for a new season of the Premier Way Pocket with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, and long live the Chief Mary Mal. If y'all want to know what happened to DJ Retro, listen to season one. Of the Premier season one finale of the Premier Podcast. Season two will be released on February 10th. So look out for that. We all look for a new co-host. So if y'all interested in being a co-host or a guest host in the Premier Podcast, hit me up right now. If y'all want to be a guest on Mr. Jim Like the Podcast season four and beyond, y'all could email me with your bio about yourself and everything that you do. KenYPGENT@gmail.com or y'all can DM me on IG, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, KEN_Mr. MR, Gentleman, GENTLEMAN. Look out for the Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro, each and every 4th and 5th Sunday. And look out for Date Night Talk Podcast, starting in March, every first Friday. So look out for that. And once again, thank y'all for celebrating the 2-year anniversary of Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket with me. I appreciate it. Thank y'all and have a good night. Cheer!
My name is Tawana Pyle, and I am here to say happy anniversary to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Congratulations on year two. I am so proud of you, bro. Keep going. I'm wishing you much success. You got this. Congratulations.
It's your anniversary. It's anniversary. Happy 2-year anniversary to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. This is Coach Danny of Coaching Out Loud Podcast. I just want to give you a shout out on your day. Much love, more success. Keep it going. Keep dropping that dope content. Love you, bro. Cheer up.
Hey, this is Arthur Cherise, and I just want to wish Ken, Mr. Gentleman, a happy 2nd anniversary.